in this bulletin. New restrictions in force in Melbourne as the COVID-19 cluster grows to 9. An investigation launched after a massive power outage in Queensland. And in sport, backup plans in place for the state of origin in response to Melbourne's coronavirus outbreak. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Coronavirus restrictions for Greater Melbourne have taken effect, and more could be on the way. Health authorities are trying to contain an emerging outbreak in the city's north that currently totals 9 infections. Face masks are mandatory indoors, home gatherings are limited to 5 visitors per day, and public gatherings restricted to 30 in response to the unfolding outbreak. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton is warning further cases may be detected, with 84 of 168 primary close contacts testing negative so far.
We review the evidence each and every day. There'll be reassuring information that comes through. There'll be information that might be more concerning. We just need to see through all of these interviews what exposure sites there are, what explanation we have for the chains of transmission, and go from there.
The federal opposition is calling on the government to redraft vaccination plans and abolish its tiered program for getting the jab. Just under 3.7 million doses have been administered across the country. State and territory governments are forging their own path, with New South Wales opening it up to people aged between 40 and 49, while South Australia allows people from the age of 16 in regional areas to get the vaccine. An investigation has been launched by the Australian Energy Regulator following yesterday's widespread power outage across Queensland. Nearly 400,000 properties in the state's southeast lost power, with the blackout being blamed on a turbine fire at the coal-fired Callide power plant. Staff had to be evacuated and a 550-metre exclusion zone was set up. Overseas and US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has emphasised the need for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Mr. Blinken has met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defence Minister Benny Gantz in Jerusalem, as well as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. He says they discussed joint efforts to maintain a ceasefire and develop peaceful relations.
Across the meetings that I've had so far, I've heard a shared recognition from all sides that steps need to be taken, work needs to be done to address the underlying conditions that help fuel this latest conflict. The ceasefire creates space to begin to take those steps. We believe that Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely, to enjoy equal measures of freedom, opportunity, democracy, to be treated with dignity.
Back home, and Indigenous communities are urging all Australians to remember the mistreatment of the Stolen Generations on National Sorry Day. Today marks the start of National Reconciliation Week and the anniversary of the parliamentary tabling of the Bring Them Home report in 1997. The federal government says National Sorry Day acknowledges and raises awareness of the history and continued effect of the forced removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. To sport, and the NRL is confident that the State of Origin opening match, due to be played in Melbourne on the 9th of June, will still go ahead. But the league's chief executive, Andrew Abdo, says contingency plans are being drawn up in case the match needs to be moved because of the latest COVID-19 outbreak. He says there would have to be a significant increase in the number of community cases and the potential for lockdown in Victoria before the NRL would consider moving the match out of Melbourne.
We're monitoring the situation very carefully, and if we need to consider contingency planning for where we play State of Origin 1, we will. At this stage, though, it appears we don't need to take further action.
And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 21, a shower or two in Adelaide and 17, similar conditions in Melbourne and 15, a shower or two and 15 in Hobart as well, early showers in Canberra and 14, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 22, similar conditions in Sydney and 23, mostly sunny in 23 in Newcastle as well, sunny in Brisbane and 25, a shower or two in Cairns and 26, and sunny in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.